News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
If you are looking out the window and counting the minutes and hours until you can go home and light the barbecue, we thought we'd give you a little bit of advice in the form of the executive chef at the K Club and a member of Eurotalk Ireland, Gary O'Hanlon. Gary, good morning.
Hi, Anton.
Gary, listen, before we hit barbecuing advice quickly because of the Eurotalk thing, I see that the Eurotalk Awards were out yesterday, which looks at the sort of the best of food production and cuisine in Ireland. Any highlights for you?
Yeah, well, look, it's one of the biggest things for producers, and particular small producers across the island of Ireland every year, Anton, you know, and it kind of celebrates water, land, farm, dairy, and dairy's broken up into aged cheese and then soft cheese, and then you have artisan produce plus traditional craft and skill. So at Tulfaras yesterday, the awards were announced. It's generally every chef that's a member of Eurotalks kind of throws their favourite producers in the hat over the course of a few months or over the course of a year, really. And then there's a group, the Irish Food Council, headed by Conor Hapenny and Aisling Moore. I sat on that for 10 years myself. So it's some of the best chefs in the country really delving into it, the practices. They really look into how everything is made in traditional methods, the whole nine yards. And yeah, so it was fantastic to see some of the best producers that we have get awarded yesterday. It was a lovely day, you know.
And amazing to see the way that that whole sector has changed so radically in such a relatively short space of time in this country.
Yeah, for sure. You know, look, I mean, whenever I started my career in the Rosapenna back in the mid-90s, Anton, you know, we were kind of doing all these things. I mean, it kind of got fashionable in one way. I don't know why it became fashionable, but like chefs were always just buying off, whether it was the fisherman down at the pier and Downing's for me and carrying crates of lobsters across the beach and what have you. You kind of bought off who was around you. There was a period then where it was fashionable to get mushrooms from Russia or from here, there and everywhere, and fruit from Peru. And thankfully, that was knocked on the head very quickly. Speaking of mushrooms, you had Gary Hinch mushrooms yesterday with regards to the water. You have Iron Island Seafoods for crab and other stuff that they catch and work with. White Tavern Farm for rare breed pig. Kinlahan Reserve Kellymore Farmhouse Cheese. Leitrim Creamery. So there was such a vast amount. Dunnani Flour, like there's a stone miller. I'm like, I was watching them guys collecting their award yesterday, and I was standing and talking to Kwanji, another chef and a good friend of mine. I was like, wow, like, I goes, that's a proper grafter there, like somebody that's stone milling flour and, you know, keeping these old school methods going and doing things right. It's probably the very, very best of Irish food on show yesterday. It was just beautiful, you know.
Well, great to see them getting the recognition. So listen, if the weather is due to be gorgeous this afternoon, this evening, if people are thinking about firing up the grill, any advice, what would you recommend?
Look, I always say keep it simple, you know, fast and furious. The one thing I'd always say is always have chicken, always have meat, and then loads of grilled veggies or whatever. And when it comes to veggies, one of the best that I always love is kind of elotes, like a Mexican street corn. If you can get corn in their husks this time, leave them in the husk, soak them for about half an hour in water, and then straight on to the barbecue. Once the husk starts to burst open, it kind of cooks itself among steam. The husk will protect it a wee while. And then when it's cooked, take it off. You want to brush it with mayonnaise, sprinkle on smoked paprika, and then roll it in crumbed Parmesan. And if you've never had Mexican street corn like that, I can tell you now, it will change how you view sweet corn.
Could you make it any more gorgeous, decadent, Gary? Could you pile some truffle on top of it? Maybe a bit of caviar.
Hey, I've been known to shave some truffle over it as well. It's absolutely cracking, you know what I mean? But for me, look, I personally, Anton, I absolutely love steaks. I love having some sirloins, putting a little bit of a marinade, just a basic little bit of garlic, fresh thyme and vegetable oil. Marinate them for a couple of hours and then take off all the excess oil. That's the one thing I will say is make sure you rub off as much excess oil as you can, because you want a little bit of spark. You want a little bit of flame coming up off your charcoal, but you don't want it to be so pronounced that it's actually burning it and charring it. You know what I mean? So marinate it, but then just take off the excess. is always have some chicken. And if you want to jazz up the chicken, if you've never used gochujang paste, it's basically the paste. It's a fermented chili paste that's used for Korean fried chicken. And basically, you just buy the paste and you whisk it down with a little bit of oil, and you can either marinate your chicken breasts in it, or you can just baste it on as the chicken is almost cooked. Dip in a pastry brush and baste it over the chicken. And I can tell you now, it will absolutely transform your grilled chicken to another level. It's beautiful.
Gary, as ever, thank you. Gary O'Hanlon, Executive Chef at the K Club.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.